Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Woody Allen had a great line in Crimes and Misdemeanors.
We want everybody to be civil. We want this issue.
Especially in a community with a lot of elderly citizens.
I've seen people who will have half of it and they're gone.
I had a wet dream last night.
Good day.
Bastard from a basket!
World-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. The news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. And on this show, truth is our bitch. No wonder it pisses so many people off. 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL. And our website, philhendryshow.com, philhendryshow.com. Go on over, get a backstage pass, and become a part of really the only radio show website that's it is worth being a member of, because we actually have an archive of radio material that is episodic. You can listen to it over and over again. Our radio show is unique among all in radio today. It plays as a rerun. It plays the way a television show plays, because it's an episodic kind of radio show. So we invite you to be a part of that. At philhendryshow.com, get a backstage pass and get with it, man. Now, I know you spend your $6.95 a month on porn, and that's just wonderful. I'm sure that's very healthy, and I'm sure you feel just so marvelous and clean after you do that. But I would suggest that it's a far better investment, far better for yourself as well as your family, that you not drive yourself mad on Vanessa Del Rio's site and come over to ours. PhilHendryShow.com. That's PhilHendryShow.com. All right. Court overturns Arizona's proof of citizenship requirement. This is a big-time story. This broke today in Arizona. Dean Wheeler is going to join us from the Northern California Holistic Center. A federal appeals court today threw out an Arizona state mandate. Now, listen to this, folks. An Arizona state mandate, a federal appeals court threw this out. For people to provide proof of citizenship before being allowed to register to vote. So the federal appeals court threw out this Arizona state law that would mandate people proving they are citizens before being allowed to vote, to register to vote, that is. In a divided decision, the majority of the three-judge panel of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals concluded the requirement, approved by Arizona voters in 2004, runs afoul of the Federal National Voter Registration Act. And one of the people that was looking to overturn this requirement, Mr. Wheeler, this is a happy day for yourself as a part of a progressive coalition that was looking to get rid of this, correct?
Well, that's very true, Phil. And it is doubly true from the standpoint that we get it from as far afield a place as California. So we have reason to celebrate. I know that there's going to be a battle with the Tea Party people over this, because the Tea Party people seem to think that those who vote now in this country are individuals that have done well by their right to vote. Well, you know, and I know that the American people have long disrespected their right to vote. Have used it destructively or not used it at all. And we need every human being within the boundaries and the borders of America to cast a vote.
Regardless of whether they're illegal or not.
Let's talk about that illegal, what you call illegal, and what we encourage the court to see as an individual expressing an inalienable right. Now, the inalienable right, as it was articulated in the Constitution, as well as in our Declaration of Independence, is a right that is inherent. It is a right we are born with. So the inalienable right to vote as a free man for the issue or the individual that you care for is a part of every person, not just Americans. And that's why we fight for the rights of people who have been interned at Guantanamo, and why we fight for the rights of people who have been arrested and put on trial at the Guantanamo Naval Air Base, and why we do now celebrate this ruling.
All right, I don't mean to interrupt you, Dean, but what you're telling me is that that America needs everyone to vote regardless of their legal status in this country.
We have reached a point, and we've always really, it's always been legal for even a so-called undocumented or illegal person to vote, because our country recognizes the inalienable rights of people. That's not a right bestowed by a government. It's a right, it's a root right. It is root to the right that we have to be free. And that's not something bestowed by the government. That's bestowed by God. When you take the same right and apply it to voting, you have the same result. And that's what the court saw today.
All right. Well, here is the state of Arizona. Arizona has tried to make it so registered legal Americans can vote and that illegals do not vote. Now, the federal government says their National Voter Registration Act trumps that. You're saying that constitutionally, illegal immigrants should be allowed to vote, even though we have not really allowed them to vote in the past.
Well, first of all, the state of this country and the way the American voter and the American citizen has taken care of this country and the involvement of the American people in the process of governing this country has been so deficient that...
Well, I want to ask you something. Who makes that judgment? The American people go to the polls, and they vote for who they think is right. And I must say they voted for your guy, Barack Obama, last time out.
That was the wrong vote, and we could all see that.
Would you have rather voted for...
I would have rather have voted for Ralph Nader, and I made a mistake, and a lot of people did. But my vote is one vote. The American people is who I'm talking about. I know what I did wrong. Do the American people know what they did wrong? What you have are millions of people that put a man into the White House, and I think Barack Obama is a great... I think he's a terrific man. I think he's a good president. But he could not govern because he had the Republicans who were set almost as if they took a blood oath. It doesn't matter how good Barack Obama is as a president. We want him to fail, and we'll do whatever we can to make him fail. Now, there's an old principle in American law that when it comes to guiding this country through a national election, all voices in this country are equal. Illegal immigrants are no less of a voice than you or me. It's called equal rights, and it's something that we need to respect and must uphold constitutionally. So we do applaud the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals today.
Dean Wheeler joins us here as we talk about the majority of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has overruled Arizona. Arizona believes that you should be a citizen in order to vote, and they need, and not just that, but they believe that you should provide proof of citizenship before you can vote. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. Mr. Wheeler, you believe in the voting rights of illegal immigrants, something that you believe is constitutional. In this day and age of the anti-immigrant sentiment in this country, it comes in waves, there's no question, is that really a political point of view you're going to be able to sell?
Well, it doesn't matter whether you can sell it or not. It's what the Constitution calls for. The beauty of our Constitution is that it's the Constitution. And people may think a lot of things, but if it isn't constitutional, then it doesn't matter. And so if people don't like the idea of immigrants coming to the country, that's too bad, because they have a right to vote the same way everyone...
Even illegal immigrants.
Yeah, even illegal immigrants, because the long-standing tradition, we desperately need the objective voice to move us forward. Who is more objective than the non-citizen, the immigrant? And the long-standing tradition in our country is that we need every voice to count, even the illegal immigrant.
And you believe it's more needed today than ever before because the country is, the people, the voters have made such a mess of things. And I think it's interesting that somebody who supported Barack Obama, you now are opposed to him. You think the voters have made a mistake.
Well, they made the mistake in this regard. They made the mistake because they voted for Barack Obama, but they didn't get enough Republicans voted out so that there would be more Democrats, so that then they would have the voice that they need to get Obama's laws passed, and they didn't do that. Well, who are we, though, Phil, to deny a free person his or her right to vote? They live here. They work here. They deserve a say in the direction of this country. They're some of the only people who can be trusted to offer an objective voice to the American people because the country is polarized. We've got progressives and tea parties, and the country has been taken over by insane, crazy people who are mad as a tea hatter, and we need the immigrant, even if the illegal immigrant is who we have to fall back on.
Dean Wheeler has joined us. Our number 877-876-PHIL. Mr. Wheeler is talking about the need for all people to vote, including illegal immigrants. And the state of Arizona, which had tried to make proof of citizenship a requirement to vote, they had that law struck down by the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. So in Arizona, you do not have to prove citizenship to vote. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back with Dean Wheeler talking about voting and who gets to vote and who doesn't on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
It's the Phil Hendry Show.
Can I get a Pepsi or something?
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL is our number. With us is Dean Wheeler, the Northern California Holistic Center, and also with the Progressive Coalition there. And we're talking about illegal immigrants and the right of an illegal immigrant to vote. And, you know, it's a law, Mr. Wheeler. You have to be a citizen to vote in the United States.
Yeah, but it's an unconstitutional law, though.
All right, so you're arguing that it is unconstitutional.
Oh, very much so.
First of all, these people came to the country by breaking a law, the immigration laws.
The laws that are being broken, let's talk about the laws that are being broken by these immigrants that are coming to this country and bringing with them a wealth of skills, a wealth of experience, culture, traditions, language, dress. Many of the things that our country is so, I think, really, we need, I think, the stimulation and the inspiration of this, because when you look at this country and how we've sort of all flattened out and dumbed down a little bit due to the Facebook and the Twitter and all the nonsense that you see, when we have the richness of an immigrant coming here, what is that compared to the law that he broke? The immigration laws are the most suspect and flimsy and irrelevant laws, I think, that any country could possibly have, and doubly so in America.
Well, how can you say that? Flimsy and suspect and irrelevant in what way?
Well, America is a country that, by its very existence, everyone is entitled. And I know that what I'm saying is going to be, you know, on some level, some people are going to say it's heresy, but I can't see it any other way. Has there ever been a country in the existence of the world that everyone has a right to be a citizen of, like America?
See, I don't understand that.
You don't understand what?
I don't understand how everyone has a right to be a citizen of America. I don't understand how the immigration laws are the flimsiest on record and irrelevant and suspect, as you say. And I don't understand why it is unconstitutional to ask someone for citizenship before they can vote.
Well, the immigration laws, Phil, in our country are irrelevant because America respects the inalienable right of people to vote. And so people, and inalienable means you were born with it, and it's yours. And so that's what the court agreed with me. The court didn't agree with you. The court agreed with me. I don't even know why, in a lot of ways, as we talk about this, I don't need to really defend myself, because the court agrees with me in this case.
877-876-PHIL. Dean Wheeler is with us. A federal appeals court on Tuesday threw out an Arizona state mandate for people to provide proof of citizenship before being allowed to register to vote. In a divided decision, the majority of the three-court panel of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals concluded the requirement approved by Arizona voters in 2004 runs afoul of the Federal National Voter Registration Act. Look, I'm not a Tea Party fan, but I am. I know that there's something definitely wrong with not requiring citizenship, at least requiring citizenship, okay, before you vote.
Well, you know, I'm wasting a lot of my energy because the court agrees with me, and I'm going to say that the court agrees with me. You see, what you read just there shows that the Ninth Circuit Court agrees with me.
Well, but we're on the program right now. We're having a discussion of this, is whether the Ninth Circuit Court is right or not. Okay.
I understand that, but it doesn't make any difference whether what you don't think they're right.
No, I don't.
Well, I do, and they were right. They did do what I wanted them to do.
All right, but okay.
Understand, Mr. Henry, I don't have to prove anything. I don't have to continue proving it. I can just simply say the court agrees with me.
But when you go out into any of these public forums, you're going to be talking to voter groups leading up to the election. You're going to be talking to them about this. You guys had a hand in campaigning for this.
Yes, but
what are you going to say to those people?
I don't have to say anything. I can say that the court agrees with me.
If you're in front of people who are hostile to this Ninth Circuit's decision, who are saying that there should be proof of citizenship before people vote, you're going to say the court agrees with me.
I'm going to say the court agrees with me, and I know they're going to be hostile because that's how people are when they don't get what they want. And they don't get what they want, and they're going to be angry, and there's nothing they can do about it. I'm the one that won.
No. But when you're talking in front of citizens?
When I'm talking in front of citizens, yes. About, we're going to go out and do a series of panels on this law. And when people say we don't agree, I will say to them, well, that's too bad because the court agrees with us up here on this panel that I'm not even going to go any further than that, Phil. The court agrees with me.
How are you going to convince? Let me ask you something.
You're all worried about, okay, now that I'm right, now I have to prove I'm right. No, I'm right. And I don't even know why I spent the time I did talking, to you about it. The court agrees with me. Me.
877-876-PHIL. Let's go to a phone call in Fresno, California. Here is Dan. Dan, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Dean Wheeler.
Yes. How can somebody from another country come and vote here? That's like saying, okay, I can go vote for the British Prime Minister or the Mexico President. Come on now, that just doesn't make any sense.
But in America, if you're living here, we need for illegals to vote because the country needs, obviously, as many intelligent people as they can get to vote. The country is in such a bad. Look what happened when we only let.
So you're telling me an illegal immigrant that can be a drug smuggler can come to my country and vote? That doesn't make any sense.
Technically, yeah. Look, if someone's breaking the law, whether they're a citizen or not.
There's people from that comes from Mexico and goes through the road, goes to INS, go get their their green card. You think it's fair for them?
Well, that's a little ridiculous.
To have somebody
because
who gets smuggled over here, they get more.
Well, you do. Yes, because it's a little ridiculous to go through all of that because you can come over illegally. You can come over illegally and vote.
No, everything has a system. If you don't follow the system, you're illegal.
Yes, so you are illegal,
if that's the case,
but you can still vote.
If that's the case, why do we make laws?
No, you don't understand. You can still vote even though you're illegal. There's nothing illegal about that. Okay? See, I think he understands.
Phil Hendry.
877-876-PHIL. We'll be right back.
He gets it.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back. Dean Wheeler from the Northern California Holistic Coalition. We're talking about voting and the right of illegal immigrants to vote, which Mr. Wheeler feels very strongly they do have that right and was part of a progressive group that really was campaigning heavily for the Ninth Circuit Court to overturn an Arizona law asking for proof. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL, as we talk about the rights of illegal immigrants to vote, and Mr. Wheeler's group feels that constitutionally they have that right. Here is Tony on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Tony.
How you doing, gentlemen? I'm just calling because I definitely would like to side with Phil on this aspect. I feel as though the allowing illegal immigrants to vote devalues what you get out of an American citizenship. And, you know, if it were one unanimous group made up of people who were citizens and people who were not citizens voting for the same cause, then I would feel a little bit happier about it. But unfortunately, there is a definite line between, you know, what they want and what people need out of their citizenship. So, you know, it makes me wonder if someone who is an illegal in this country is given the right to vote, although they live here and although they are working here, it really does take away from the benefits and the true meaning of being a real citizen in this country.
Well, yeah. How can you argue with that, Dean?
Well, I don't think that either one of you gentlemen would fall into this category, but I think you know, Phil, and Tony knows, that it's very bigoted not to want an illegal immigrant to vote because a lot of people are uncomfortable with the brown skin standing next to them in a polling place. You know, you can talk to your Glenn Beck fans and the T fans, and they don't know anything about the Constitution. All they know is they don't want this, Mexican. I'm glad the courts are taking my side on this. I understand that you gentlemen feel it's special to you to vote, but please, Phil and your caller Tony, your bigotry and your racism.
Wait, what do you mean bigotry and racism? I haven't heard anything this gentleman say or anything that I've said that is big.
Well, it's unstated. It's an unstated reality for you two white men.
And what color are you, Dean?
Excuse me?
What color are you, sir?
I'm white, but I'm not. I'm not a bigot.
Excuse me, Dean. I have a question for you. And this is a legitimate question. I'd like to ask you something. If you believe
the bigotry,
that
an
illegal immigrant,
are you a bigot?
Well, let the man talk, please.
I just want to know if he's a bigot.
He's asking you a question.
I'm not a bigot. I just like to ask you a question. I'd really like to ask you something. If you believe that illegal immigrants, not because of their race or their color, have the right to vote on issues in this country, let me ask you something. What do you believe the value is or the point of getting an American citizenship? What do you believe the meaning behind being an American citizen is? Because in my opinion, what you're saying is that really doesn't matter. As long as you're living here and working here, you have the right to plan this country's future. But in my opinion,
I think it's dangerous, Tony. It's dangerous to say what you're saying, because when you say what's the value of being an American citizen, then what happens is you start to invest in the a very colonial history. So Mr. Henry has been very open about the fact that he watches World War II documentaries. What do you say about a man who revels in the violent history of a country dominating the armies of the world?
Wait, hold on for a minute. What are you talking about? Because I'm an American, are you saying that my citizenship has infected me with a love of violence?
I think your citizenship has infected you with a love of American military might.
My citizenship has infected me with a love of my country. And
well, I hardly see that you sitting with your pants off on a couch.
I don't sit with my pants off on a couch.
But I hope, did that answer your question, sir? Is Tony there? Tony?
I'm here, yes.
Did that answer your question?
Well, I mean, it really did not, because, right. You know, in a matter like this, I really do wonder what you believe the value of an American citizenship is, if you're saying it doesn't
matter. I don't think it's worth a lot. Well, I think nowadays it's not worth a lot, because, look, the Internet, everybody's a citizen of something, and the Internet...
Oh, God, what do you mean the Internet? Look, at Tony, thank you for your call, man. I appreciate it. 877-876-PHIL. What do you mean, the Internet?
What happened to the caller?
I let the gentleman go. I'm gonna hold you to... I'm putting your feet to the fire in this. That man has a question. What's the value of an American citizenship?
Well, I was talking to the caller who was respectful.
Well, guess what? I'm now going to be a little aggressive. What's the value of American citizenship? If you don't even have to be a citizen to vote, then what's the value of being an American citizen?
Oh, my God.
Mr. Wheeler, you'll get over it, okay? The caller's gone. It's just you and me.
All right. It's you and me.
Right.
I think the value of American citizenship is something that needs to be reassessed given the 8 years of the illegal wars of George Bush. I think the value of an American citizenship needs to be reassessed when the social construct with the white male has been... made, and it keeps non-whites out. I think the value of an American citizenship needs to be questioned. That this country, when it is doing something wrong by keeping the illegal immigrant from voting, that we're global citizens, and that's the truly valuable thing.
And all right, so there is no value to having an American citizenship.
I think I just said.
The 8 years of illegal wars from George Bush and the social construct by whites to keep the non-whites out. So we're going to have a lot of illegal immigrants voting, at least in the state of Arizona, come, November. Now, when the presidential election rolls around in 2012, you have said, even though you voted for Obama, you're not going to vote for him anymore. What do you hope will happen with all these new illegal voters?
I hope that we finally make a decision that is going to be the right one. I feel that Barack Obama, in my heart, was the right one, but it wasn't. You understand what I'm saying? In other words, at the time...
No, I don't understand what you're saying.
Well, I'm trying to explain. The vote that I made, when I voted for Barack Obama, I made the right vote. It turns out now that I didn't make the right vote. And I thought I had. I think you can see a lot of people. You know, you really have to ask yourself, Bill, why am I afraid? Forget about me. You're grilling me. You should ask yourself why you're afraid of standing next to a dark man.
And I'm not afraid of that.
Excuse me. Why are you afraid of standing next to a dark man in a polling place? You need to answer that question honestly, and hopefully we'll be able to move past the virulent bigotry, horrifying, virulent, bloodletting bigotry that you and some of your listeners have. And
well, you know what? This is the most asinine statement I've heard of all the comments you're making. Virulent, bloodletting bigotry.
I'm not saying it literally. I'm saying it as a way of how you think, like the way that it used to be of how you think. And I'm asking you, you should be flattered that an illegal immigrant wants to vote. It means this country is doing something right. we're casting aside our bigotry, and we should accept flattery for this. But I don't need to be told by you that my stand for what is right and for what feels good and what looks good and what hopefully fits good and will look good in all seasons and will, not only that, won't clash. I hope that you will help me see that through to a greater day.
It sounded to me like you were describing wardrobe, you know?
What?
It sounded to me like you were describing wardrobe, sir.
Well, I would appreciate if you'd listen to me more carefully.
No, I've been listening very carefully to you, Mr. Wheeler, throughout this entire hour. 877-876-PHIL. Mike in Shreveport, Louisiana. Go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Dean Wheeler.
Hi. Good morning.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
My point is this, you know, and I'm not going to be disrespectful to this gentleman, but the point of the matter is you want illegals to vote in this country? I mean, why don't we just open the gates and just let everybody come on in and say, oh, hey, howdy do, and all this crap. You know what I mean?
Well, I think when you're dealing with the inalienable rights, and this is a very important term from the Constitution,
what
that means
right?
That these are rights inalienable. Inalienable. That means we're
born
with
bull
them.
Hockey.
You've never read the inalienable... You're laughing and you've never read the Constitution, sir?
You've never read the Declaration of Independence? If I go to prison, I can't vote at all. You know, but you want to let some illegal that doesn't pay taxes come in here? We got laws for a reason.
He does pay taxes.
That means we get rid of everybody smoking. You know,
oh
let
my
the kids
God.
Smoke,
he does
let everybody
get...
drink. You know, let us beat the kids and all this and stuff and help. You know, what the heck should we do here now? You want to let illegal to come in here and vote out? We decide our rules.
This man is too stupid to talk to.
Hold on for a minute.
I mean, why don't you just have why don't you just have Obama?
You're not even listening about it. Talk
a
man.
Him as a governor. You know,
can I ask you a question?
That is so stupid. You shouldn't even be
is
on
this
radio
Sam
talking.
Is this Sam Elliott? Is this Sam Elliott?
Yeah, the caller?
Yes, Sam Elliott.
Are you Sam Elliott? You are Sam Elliott, aren't you?
I wish I was.
No, it's not. He's a gentleman calling.
Smack you upside the head just to tell you you need to wake up.
Oh, I'd love it. I'd love if you were Sam Elliott to smack me, because then I'd sue you. And the money that I'd make from that. You're so funny. You're so funny.
What? You know, both of you guys are laughing at each other. You know,
this guy. Sir, you should stop talking.
Got morons like you sitting around, talking whatever you want, and you're getting a voice on a radio.
You should stop talking and just
away hunting and fishing.
Oh my God! Well, hunting, of course.
You
I don't think there's anybody that wants
hunting. Head on the wall.
You should stop talking and just lock yourself in your room and wait until the new Glenn Beck book comes out. Because
every day of the week, and I have for the past 45 years. I don't sit around and try to judge everything in the world.
Read the Glenn Beck book.
Well, you know, what you've said here tonight, Mr. Wheeler, that I heard you say the immigration laws of the United States were flimsy and irrelevant, that we're all citizens of the world. That gentleman who said, what is special about being an American citizen? You said nothing because of 8 years of illegal wars. You are the kind of person that makes people depressed. You don't uplift us.
Oh my God. So this guy calls in with a pack of Marlboros in his voice.
Well, this gentleman is expressing a point of view, but I'd like you to say why it is illegal people have the right.
I already told you. God.
What's this pack of Marlboros in his voice he keeps talking about? I'm sitting here. This is funny. He's being judgmental about people calling him bigots and hypocrites, but he's got these little titles and innuendos to throw out at people, like he's smart.
Are you saying you don't smoke cigars or something? I bet you do, don't you?
This has been my same voice. I've been asked to be on radio before. This is my same voice I've had all my life since I ever passed my age of 18.
You didn't have a voice box implanted.
A voice box. All right. Thank you very much, sir. 877-876-PHIL. Another call. Jordan in Peoria, Illinois, listening on WKRS. Go ahead, Jordan.
The idea that I would be insulted.
All right, yes, sir. Go ahead.
I just had a question here. You say that these people have the right to vote, and I mean, when they're coming over and you don't have your green card or anything like that, and you don't have your right to work in the country here,
Yeah.
Are you contributing into the taxes, or are you just another person that's you know, mooching off everybody else's tax dollars with their, you know, getting the free health care and everything like that? And
we have to do something
in this country. So
how can they vote? We have to do something to help them. And the reason why we let them vote is so that they can, if we're giving them health care, they're a part of the system. And so what do they think about that? How do they feel about getting that?
How do they feel about getting free health care?
Excuse me, Mr. Hendry. I was talking to this gentleman.
Go ahead.
So how do they feel about that? And we don't want people to sound like that last guy, Mr. Elliott, who was a great actor, and I loved him, and we were soldiers. But these anti-Semitic wife beaters, you know. So I'm asking...
What anti-Semitic wife beaters?
Would you allow me to keep talking? God. So I'm asking, sir, that people recognize that the immigration laws mean nothing when we need illegals to vote because most people stay home. Okay? Thank you very much.
You're still not answering the question completely. Is that these people... If you don't contribute into something, that's like saying that, you know, if I don't pay into a union, I can still work
for
it. No, if you work for a union, you need to pay your dues. And if they're not a member of this country and they're not paying taxes or anything like that,
One of the things that a lot of people don't understand is a lot of these people do pay taxes because they are paying a payroll tax. They're not paying income tax. You're right. They are not filing an income tax form. But they're probably not making enough money whereby they're going to be claiming anything. So that's one. That's a point, I guess, that we should point out, Jordan. But essentially what you're saying is true. You know, by observing the laws of the country, that's a big part of being a citizen of a country. And when you don't, why would you have the right to vote?
What law?
The immigration laws.
I already told you those don't mean a flip. Tell me how you... Let me ask the gentleman, sir, how do you feel when a Mexican stands next to you?
Are you speaking to me, sir?
Yes, Jordan. How do you feel when a Mexican sidles up next to you?
Sidles
up. No different than if there was an African-American or anybody else standing next to you.
God, why don't I believe you?
All right. I thank you very much, sir.
Why don't I believe you?
Thank you very much, sir. 877-876-PHIL. This has been a very, I think, frustrating hour. Would you calm down?
You know you.
A very frustrating hour with you, Mr. Wheeler, not answering any questions.
The court sided with me. And now you've got, what, are you going to kick me off and talk about Charlie Sheen and his coke-fueled rampage?
That's exactly what I'm going to do. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
I'll never come on your show again.
Great.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
I'm only kidding.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, I do know that. I know you're straight.
All right, well, then why, if we're back on the air, forgive me, but you use a term called truth is our bitch. I come on your program, I'm treated like I'm on the yard, and I'm someone's bitch, because the ideas that we have been putting forth on this program have been sound, and they have been about race and bigotry, and I'm passed from one caller to the next, as if I'm going from one...
You're straight, but you sure do love using that jail rape terminology, don't you?
Well, Mr. Henry, you had a woman on last hour that was beyond the pale, talking about being raped by her own son. I couldn't believe it.
877-876-PHIL. We won't talk about my caller last hour. We're talking about what you're saying here this hour, Mr. Wheeler. Here is Mike in Oakland listening on KNEW. Go ahead, Mike. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, if the illegal aliens will be able to vote, how will it help America? To me, I don't think it'll help America. It'll only help the country that they come from. Not just Mexico. illegal immigrants coming from everywhere around the country. I mean, around the world.
But I mean, the job the American voters have been doing...
Let me make my point real quick. Now, most people send their money back to their country. And if they do, let's say they can vote.
We don't know
most
that.
Of them, we don't, most, let's say they can vote. Most of them are going to put people in from their country, from... That's going to go with their view. It's not going to help America. It's only going to help their country. You know, we are the richest country, and we should live a hand to other countries. But the sanction of being an American is very special to me. Look, I'm a black man, and I hear all this race stuff. I'm an American citizen.
You're a black man. You should agree with me.
No, I don't have to agree with you. You know why? Because I'm an American citizen, and this.
But I voted for Obama.
Look, I'm not an Obama fan. You know, I'm an American citizen. Look, it's about race. You're the guy about race. It's not about race. It's about being sitting here, trying to help people.
I agree with you, Mike.
You don't agree with Mike. You're a white man. I'm trying to help him.
You're a condescending idiot, is what you are.
Oh my God! I've never been manhandled.
Phil Hendry.
Not since my time.